a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just want to make sure that you're both across this. Been up for a little while, but we haven't spoken about it yet. It's that time of the year again.
The eagle has landed.
That sounds like a falcon.
Falcon watch.
Falcon watch.
Do you remember this time of year, Cameron Lee?
I remember you going on and on about it in other years, yeah. And okay. I sort of blacked it out.
The Peregrine Falcons, up atop 367 Collins Street there.
How are you feeling about this music in the background? You want me to drop it?
No,
or
no,
you,
that's okay. That's okay.
Top
that's
Gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
of course it is. Kenny Loggins, love it. Anyway, so we have another nest of eggs with a mum and a father there getting watched on their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And you can check out the Facebook posts and people absolutely love it. So they've been up there. People have been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. But in case you've missed it, because a lot of people do, it's time to start up those cameras again.
Oh, wow. So anything's happened?
Well, we've got. It looks as if we've got three eggs, a new female for this clutch of eggs, and the male from last year, I believe. I could be proven wrong, though.
Did they put up like a privacy sheet when the female was laying the eggs? Like, it's quite...
Well, that's paid content. That's only feathers. You have to actually subscribe to that one.
Gotcha.
Wrong. So wrong.
Am I remembering last year? Was it last year or the year before where there was the couple and then another male came in and ousted the other male, the older male, but he was young, and then he was like, oh God, I've got all this responsibility now, and then he...
took off.
Disappeared.
No, really? I don't. Oh, there was something I should know, but I don't really remember. I'm going to be straight up.
Is this old man Falcon back?
So the dad from last year is back, but the mum is a new mum.
So he's got himself a new
upgrader. Mum from last year got attacked.
Oh.
Yeah, and passed away. Yeah.
Now
so
I
this is
I
the thing with Falcon
it.
Watch. Sometimes, you know, eggs don't turn into babies, and sometimes babies don't survive, and this is nature at its rawest, at its most beautiful, and its most intense as well. So it can be hard to watch.
In the fanciest part of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Collins
so
Street.
Raw.
Suits walking so, past yeah. everywhere.
So just the brutality and the beauty of nature.
No, well, it really is. So, you know, it's good to watch with kids and, you know, have that circle of life moment, but sometimes... personally, for me, even I can get quite upset.
Well, yeah, and then we have to... Something happens every year, and then we have to bloody sort of help you through the process.
Well, I mean, we are so lucky to have this program and these Peregrine Falcons. It is amazing that we have the ability to watch them 24/7. You can log on at any time and watch them during this process.
But
it only happens once a year.
Do you ever think about their privacy and their rights?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you doing this to their lives?
Yeah.
Okay. Says the guy that watches the ball kicked around a footy oval and has all the stats.
Savage.
Don't you care about men's rights to run without having every moment of it scrutinised, Cameron Ling?
That's...
She does have you there.
Great comeback.
All right.
I didn't think I was going to get through it, but I get too excited with comebacks, you know.
Thanks for the update, mate. All right. We'll keep you posted on Falcon Watch.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, Saturday night I did head off to Sydney.
Oh, big travelling man.
Well, and it was I've been so lucky. I've had two cracking games of footy.
Do you
in
take
Sydney.
The acoustic guitar or do you leave that one at home?
Why would I take the acoustic guitar?
It makes you make cash.
You like
King's
to walk
Croc.
Around with it strapped to your back.
Oh, and just sort of give off the vibe. I can play it. Yeah, no, definitely not. We headed off. We were playing out at, we were commentating the game that was getting played out at Western Sydney, the NG Stadium it's called. The Giants taking on the Brisbane Lions. We all know the result. Incredible, incredible game. And it's amazing when you're on such a high and such a buzz of... seeing a game like that, 44-point comeback by the Lions, historic, everything like that. When Jono comes in a little bit later on, we'll be able to chat with him about that sort of stuff. Get back to the hotel, though, post-commentary. I was still on a massive high. I'm with Alistair Nicholson, so the caller, great guy. We walked in. He's like, beer? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. We've got to talk about this game. We're going to talk about what just happened. So I went to the bar. So we're staying at the QT Hotel in Sydney.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of, yeah, real
nice. Got like QTs at the QT, hey?
Hey, hey.
Real nice. It's kind of real quirky, like great little setup. Headed to the bar, walked up and they're like, we're calling last drinks. So Al's gone, all right, we'll grab two beers each.
Yeah.
So, and we'll just sit there and finish up. And you can see the guys like kind of half rolled the eyes and going, No worries. So two schooners each, great. We've gone and sat, started talking, started dissecting the game. We're still on a high. You can see everything's shutting down. They're wanting to get everybody out of there. We keep hanging around. In walks the rest of the commentary team who'd stayed on air longer than us. So it's Luke Hodge, Dale Thomas, Luke Darcy. And they're like, sorry, guys, bar's closed. Somehow, Daisy's a pretty, he's a fun, you know, effervescent guy, just got chatting to the staff, convinced them to serve up another beer for those guys. So another round for them. Then Al and I have finished our two because we'd started earlier.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, quick, well, can we grab another one as well? Because and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, but then that's it, guys, all right, that's it. And then Hodgie's jumping and goes, well, can I get a shout too? Can I get two bottles of red, please?
Oh, no, not red.
You guys suck.
So you've done the whole don't you know who I am.
No.
Done the whole Murphy's rooftop
that.
Party.
No.
Nah, it's Cameron Ling and friends. Want to kick
never
people
said it
off.
Was Murphy.
And, sorry.
No, this was just them coming and going, well, if we can get one more drink, we can get around and we'll just stretch that maybe to a little bit more and a little bit more and maybe we could just...
Bottle of red is settle in country.
Well, two bottles of red as well.
Oh, man.
And a delicious, delightful bottles of red. And you could just tell, in the end, they've gone, how about we get you these ones and we'll put you just in this little... a bit sort of slightly outside the bar, like almost
in the foyer.
In the reception.
You could drink outside.
And you can keep drinking there because they were so sick of us. They just wanted us gone.
The life of Ling and friends.
To be fair, they would know that there was nowhere else you could go. Being in Sydney, there's no nightlife. You can't go out and have a drink at point at that late at night anyway.
And so. I'm too scared to go anywhere in Sydney. So I just, I was on a high. I just wanted to chat about the footy. And
but you could have said, hey, everyone, come back to, you know, I've got the top floor there.
The
big
penthouse.
Room.
Spa.
Let's take these bottles back to the spa.
So, I think we did nothing wrong. Hodgie's two bottles of reds might have been stretching it.
The whole thing.
I think it's embarrassing.
I love the fact that, in Sydney, a place full of turds, you guys, not even from Sydney, were the biggest turds in Sydney on Saturday night. Well done.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
K-Rock. The Jump with Brad Johnson. For Prestige, Jayco Geelong. Your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days.
You know how, not Judy Dench, what's the other one?
Judy Blume?
No.
Helen
Mirren is the thinking man's crumpet. Well, the hopper's mum's crumpet is Brad Johnson, and here he is now.
What an intro.
So smooth.
Anything to do with hoppers.
Yeah, represent.
I didn't remember her name, but I went for it anyway. Yep. Good to have you here,
it's
mate.
It's great to be here. What a weekend of footy as well. Mm. I was in Sydney on the weekend to watch GWS go down again to the Brisbane Lions, and I was driving home from... the game, of course, and I was with the SEM boys doing some radio, and we drove past the QT in Sydney, and there was the seven boys are in there. It looked like lights were out, but they had beers and wines in their hands. As I kept driving past, hoping to catch an eye of Cameron to say, come on in.
Come on.
I actually saw we connected eyes, and he turned away.
And
then we went off to the Stanford at the airport where the bar was closed. At 10:30.
Yeah.
Wasn't to be for us after the game. We couldn't celebrate. We're on a high as well.
Oh, how good was Lingy. The footy over the weekend?
It was very good.
Two thrillers.
The other thing too, you know, you notice little things about people is just from
oh no.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm walking in today and I park in front of Lingy's car, and he's got the big member sticker on the car, which is really cool. Nice. I appreciate it. I was actually thought it might, because it's on the front, it might have been a VIP parking thing.
Right.
But not to
be.
Wow. But then I walk past, I bring in the coffees back. So I walk past his car. And if anyone wants to come and put their hand up to wash Lingy's car, then I think this is something we could organise, because on the passenger door is this biggest game of noughts and crosses I've ever seen. It is so... What is going on with your car?
I haven't washed my car for a while, that's fair to say. And the kids
It was clear.
The kids have kept this continuous game of noughts and crosses going.
That just means you haven't been down to the academy recently, because that's part of being part of the Cameron Ling Academy at the Cats, is that you got to wash his car every fortnight.
Well, I might bring it down this week, prelim final week. Well, he's got a little extra recovery for you. I have to tell you, so a couple of weeks ago, we worked together on a Friday night. Well, two different jobs, but at the same part, at the media part there. We often see each other on a Friday night. So you know when you do an MCG game, it's so busy coming back along City Road, and you eventually have to turn into... You know where the Power Street entrance is, that sort of area. And it gets really congested there. Well, the other Friday night, I was stuck at those lights for what felt like ever. And I was just over it and I was tired. And I looked in my side mirror and there was a car that was kind of like just back from me and a full car of guys. They were a night out. Two of them were hanging out the window of their car, reaching over, playing knocks and crosses on my car.
Yes! We can't clean this car now. This cannot be cleaned.
And the best bit for me was, as we finally started moving, they've kind of looked to give like the driver a little bit, and then they saw my face, and the look on their face is like, oh, let's get in there!
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Stickers don't go there. That's the phrase that Brad Johnson came in and he noticed on your car, you've got your Geelong Cats membership sticker stuck on the front windscreen.
Driver's side.
I'm so glad that Jono brought this one up. Yeah. Yes, it's there. And I know stickers don't go there, but I didn't have the heart to tell. Well, I didn't tell Max, first of all, where to put the sticker. I just assumed. Mm. And once he'd already stuck it there, I didn't have the heart to tell him, they don't go there. And in fact, they probably shouldn't go on the front windscreen at all. And it's still there. I've left it there. Now it's just a thing. I'm leaving it there right through until hopefully grand final day. Yeah.
Hilarious also, now that we've said it on the radio, if you see a car that has a Cats membership sticker on the driver's side.
And noughts and crosses from, on the driver's side.
Wait by the car, because eventually you'll get to meet Cameron Lee.
We did get a message from Paige on our Instagram who said, don't mechanics put stickers on the front window all the time when they do a service?
Yes, Paige. So she's great call.
Yeah. I don't know about that, because that's, you mean the like next service that's on the inside. My boys at Midas Armand in Belmont there, they whack it on the rear. I've got one on my back window that says Midas.
He's trying to get that discount for today's car service.
No, but I'm never sure if I should take it off or not, because you know when like they do the work, it's like, is that a load-bearing sticker? Like if I pull that off, will it undo all of them?
You never quite know.
Will the car collapse? Kylie from Lara is on the line. Kylie, where should stickers not go?
Probably about the only rule that we have, guys, is not on the TV. That's probably about it. But the downside to that is that at any stage you could be walking out of the house with a unicorn or a rainbow stuck to your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only downside on that one. But, not the TV. At the moment, as I speak, I've got a chiropractic sticker in the back seat on the step getting in and out of the car. Oh. So that's probably stuck there now for a while.
They'd be loving that, the chiropractic centre.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Getting some free advertising.
I always end up with them on the back of my hands, because the girls will be given stickers just out and about or a dancing class or whatever, and they run over like, look what I got, Dad. You can have this. Oh, thanks.
I love that.
That's awesome. Alana's in Leopold. Morning, Alana.
Good morning.
Where did the sticker go that it shouldn't have gone?
So my 2-year-old is obsessed with stickers, and I often give her a page of stickers and open up a notebook for her to just stick them straight in. Turn my back for a few minutes, which is rule 101 with a 2-year-old, never turn your back.
Yeah.
And she was sticking them all over our border collie.
Nice little tangled up in the hairs.
The jewels.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, did you say they're the sticky jewels?
Yes, the sticky jewel stickers.
Yeah. Oh, so feeling very Benita.
Border collie. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Man, I'll be walking around. We've got so many of those. I'll be walking around the house and my shoe will be tapping. I'm like, what is going on? I look under my shirt and there's a little jewel.
Very nice. Katie from Grovedale's on the line as well. Katie, where should those stickers never go?
We've got one, not on the furniture. So we got a new cabinet and my 5-year-old son is sticker crazy and kind of turned my back on him for 1 minute and he stuck a K-Rock sticker right on the glass.
Ah, well done.
Brand new cabinet. Bang.
Love it.
We love his work.
Well, you brilliant. Can't get angry at that.
No.
But no, you can't really.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.